أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين: نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية العبادة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. When we obey those who are on authority, we will be saved. Because it teaches us to be patient. Because sometimes you might not like those who are on authority on you. And that's why when you complain and criticize, it creates confusion and fitna. And Prophet ﷺ said, Al-fitnatu na'imatun la'ala Allahu man ayqadara. Fitna is dormant. Allah will curse who make it up. So to accept someone above you, that's what authority means. That is difficult. And that's why Allah in Holy Quran ordered every one of us to listen and obey the authority. Means anyone who is above you. And that's why the ego is very difficult to accept. Anyone above the ego. The ego likes to be above everything. Everyone. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed, like you are living in a country and there is authority, you have to listen to the authority. Politicians. You have to listen to the police in your city. They are the authority. You have to listen to what Allah inspire you in your heart. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah said in Holy Quran that He inspired the self, what is good and what is bad. What is good, you have to listen. This is authority on you in your heart. If you cannot listen, then you are trying to disobey Allah and disobey Prophet ﷺ and disobey whom Allah appointed on you, that authority. So you are falling down. I asked that question before I came here in previous lecture, and I will ask the same question here. And I'm asking Nurjan that question. And Sheikh Tahir. A sinner can be accepted in paradise? Paradise accepts sinners? Tahir?
No, madam. Okay.
Saying?
Not a pleasure.
Can accept, like you.
But I'm not accepting that.
Paradise. Can in paradise a sinner that committed a sin and accepted that he committed a sin, can he stay in paradise? It's impossible. Paradise cannot accept someone who is a sinner, has to be cleaned first before enter paradise. Can you go to a meeting, especially those who are working in banks or in companies? Every morning they spend 1 hour, if they are men, they spend 1 hour taking shower and fixing their hair in the mirror and try to dress nice dress with nice tie, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And spend 1 hour in doing what you say in English?
Grooming.
Grooming themselves to smell nice. Women, they spend 2 hours to go to work. They have to spend 2 hours, or then men 1 hour, in order to. Women grooming, they say also. Putting makeup. And if it's not enough makeup, they put paint. In order to look presentable. Men and women. All of us, we do that, is not? To be that you are cleaning yourself to your work, to where you are going. Also, you cannot enter paradise if yourself is not clean. There is a process to clean you. And that process, if you don't do it in this world, you are going to do it when you die, and it will be harder. There is a cleansing process. You have to go out of this world clean. If you cannot go clean, they are going to clean you. Down in the grave. And that's why many saints, after hundreds of years, they open their graves, they find them as if they are buried today. They don't need cleanup. They are clean already. Because what? Because they listen to the authority whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to listen. They listen. So they go clean there. They don't need to be cleaned. So paradise, so what we understand, that paradise cannot accept sinners. Like you cannot go to work and you are smelly, stinky. You have to smell clean, or else they tell you go. You don't come next day. You are fired. So, what Nurshan, now we can understand? You have to be clean. And to be clean means you cannot accept to give yourself a title. If you are going to give yourself a title that I am a sheikh, then you are imitating Iblis, Satan. Because he gave himself a title. You cannot give yourself a dunya title, give as much as you like. No one is asking. You want to say, I'm professor, I am doctor, I'm engineer, I am this, I am that, that's okay. But for Akhirah, your title is not from you. You cannot give yourself a title. That title has to come from heaven, through the authority of Prophet to your guide to you. If your guide doesn't give you a title by authority of Prophet and Prophet from authority of heaven, you cannot get that title. Then you will be like Iblis.
قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
Iblis said to Allah, I'm better than him. You see, he gave a title to himself. He gave a title that he is being created from fire. You created me from nar, from fire. And you created him from clay. From mud, I'm better. So he gave it a title. When he gave a title, Allah said, no, you are cursed. Because Allah orders him to make sajda, to make prostration.
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى
Allah said for angels to make sajda. Allah ordered, make sajda to Adam. He looked, I'm going to make sajda to him. That what we have in ourselves today, that pride, that arrogance, all of us, there is no one clean from it. That arrogance of seeing the self, giving title to yourself, giving prestige, wants from people to respect you. You want people to look at you and say, oh, we bow to you. You are our symbol. So he saw himself like that. That characteristics comes into the self and dressed the self since childhood. And it grows with us until we die. So awliyaullah, those whom have authority from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask their followers to throw away that characteristics, what we call it in Arabic, tifl nafs al-mazmuma, the bad self characteristics that is being raised with you from childhood up. By reciting every day 500 times Ya Samad. That eliminate that characteristic slowly away. And then finally they say to you, enter into a seclusion in order to take it completely away from you. That they want you to reach the level of humbleness. Humbleness is the opposite of arrogance and pride. If we cannot reach that, then we are carrying or dressing the characteristic of Satan. So Iblis was dressed with that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was an angel. He was at that time, before he was being asked to make sajda, he was being an angel faithful to his Lord, always in prostration. Not a single moment was absent from prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was the head of angels. He was what we say, Tawus al-Malaika, the peacock of angels. Because peacock, you know, in our normal life is the most beautiful bird that has all these beautiful colors. He was with all these rainbow colors that was doing sajda, sajda, sajda. There is Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him and give him, bless his soul, Marana Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faiz Al-Dastani, was saying that Iblis never left one hand, a size of a hand, in this universe, heavens and earth, without making a sajda. You cannot find a place empty from a sajda. And that showing how much he was in a very high level. And then what happened? He was the top with all these medallions decorated on his shoulder, or on his breast, or on his chest. What happened? Allah said, because today, if you ask a king or a president or someone has a high official rank, ask him something, to do something that show humbleness, he refuses. Because he cannot accept that. It's the highest. It's very difficult on the self to accept something from someone who is inferior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the superior. Ask all angels together with Iblis, who was at the top of his status, to make sajda. What happened? Iblis refused. Why he refused? Because he was, for him it was unacceptable act. It was unacceptable act that how I'm going to make sajda to someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also he was in his mind, in his thinking. How I can accept? Sajda can only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How that Mawlana is sending now to us? How can I accept to make sajda other than to Allah? I cannot. He was hesitant. Not only because he is, you created me from fire and you created him from clay. At the beginning it was coming to his heart, how I'm going to make that sajda other than to you, Ya Rabbi. You are my Lord, he's not. But Allah wanted him to make sajda. Even this is an order, so finish. You are not going to be responsible of doing sajda. To him it was shirk to do sajda other than to Allah. How am I going to do that? So when that opening came to his heart, that I cannot do sajda, then the peacockness, if we can use that word in English, can we use that word, right? The peacockness characteristics was overthrowing that belief that he has in his mind, that how I can make sajda to someone other than Allah, that peacockness characteristic was overtaking him, making him to say quickly, "Oh, I cannot accept now to make sajda, I am better than him." If he would have kept on his first
excuse
or reasoning, he'd have no problem. Because sajda is to Allah. Sajda not to anyone else. But his animal characteristic, his bad behavior, his peacockness characteristics makes him to overthrowing the other one, or shadowing or veiling the other one, the good thinking, make him to say, "I'm better than him," because Allah's will wants him not to make sajda, to curse him and send him out. Allah's order, yes, make sajda. Allah's will, no. So what happened, Tahir? No, I'm asking. Then? He was thrown out of paradise? Yeah. Nurjan? He was cursed and then? No, I'm asking. Thrown out or not? No, I'm asking. Why you don't know? You might, mashallah, you have to answer yes or no. He's thrown out or not? He's thrown out of paradise or not? How? He didn't come on earth? So he's thrown out of paradise. So he was thrown out or not? That's the question. To on earth, to be sent on earth.
Yes.
He was sent on earth. Is not inshallah. Yes or no?
Yes.
Tahir, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh. But he was not. He was not. Because when Allah ordered him to make sajda, Adam yet he didn't have the soul. He was not alive. He was a, Allah created Adam with a form. He didn't say yet nafakhtu fihi min ruhi. When he said nafakhtu fihi min ruhi faqa'u lahu sajidin.
Wa nafakhtu fihi min ruhi faqa'u lahu sajidin. Fasajada al-malaikatu ajma'una illa iblisa ba an yakuna ma'a sajidin.
Allah said, "I am blowing in him my soul, my word to him, make sajda." So everyone made sajda in Iblis, because he was yet a form then, and he's seeing that form every day in paradise. He's saying, "Who is that? Who is that?" He was checking. So the order came, "Make sajda." "I cannot make sajda. I make sajda to you, but don't make sajda to that one." He was talking. He was, what you say, interacting directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Conversation.
Huh? Conversation. So what happened? Allah cursed him. But Allah left him there. He didn't throw him from paradise. He left him there. How you know? How we know he left him there? Paradise cannot take sinners. Why Allah left him there? He went to whisper to later to Sayyidina Adam. When Adam was lonely in paradise, Allah created to him Eve. So it takes time. That there is time there, time frame. When Allah created Eve to Adam, they were going all around paradise. And Allah told them, "Don't eat from that tree. Don't eat from that tree." When they ate, they begin to all they become naked. They begin to see themselves naked. Why they ate? Huh? Because yeah, فَوَسَوَسَ لَهُمَا إِبْلِيسُ. Shaitan has whispered. So means Shaitan was in paradise. He was not out. So how paradise can accept a sinner or can accept someone that is being cursed? Because when you have a plate of fruit, like many apples, very nice apples, and you have one rotten apple there, in the whole box, what happens to the apples? All of them become rotten. Because of that rotten apple. Although it is in the box. And that's why they throw the fruits at the end of the day from these supermarkets. Well, they are still good. No. They are bad. Throw them. There is one rotten there. Why you left that rotten there? Take that rotten out and keep the rest. No. Finish. They are contaminated like bird flu. One bird has the flu, they take 1 million birds and they throw them in fire. Like one is contaminated, not all of them. If they are doing this with bird today, tomorrow they do this with a human. If one is contaminated, they burn all of human beings. So finish, judgment day comes. So easy. No tire. No need to do anything. The whole race finish. They are going to burn a human being later. Just started. It's so simple. Not wasting time and taxes, paying taxes. It's easy. Easy life. Easy going, easy coming. So, that rotten apple destroyed the old apples that is inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Iblis and he cursed him. He disobeyed his order. He did not accept what Allah told him. But Allah's wisdom wants him to stay in paradise to whisper to Sayyidina Adam, to take Sayyidina Adam out of paradise and throw him in dunya. For this world to what you say? To live, to exist. Rotten Iblis is rotten. Allah cursed. So, Sheikh, then you can understand now, in paradise where a rotten apple cannot exist, but Allah made it to exist inside. A rotten person or a rotten cursed one, Iblis, that carried that satanic characteristic was left in paradise to test, to be a test for the others, which is for Sayyidina Adam and Eve. Awliyaullah, from that wisdom, they keep rotten murids. Between the clean group that they have, they know they are rotten. They give them power. They dress them, they give them ijaza, signed one and stamped. They know them. They are rotten. They are disobedience. They are stepping back, the sheikh and all the murid. Never mind. Let's see. Is the other apples going to be rotten or not? They are going to keep together, united, or they are going to make small groups to contaminate the rest. A one rotten apple will destroy the whole container of apples. What do you think about a rotten, not murid only, but a rotten one that has a permission from the sheikh to make zikr and give tariqah? Intentionally, sheikh, they put them there to check the rest, how they are going to behave. Because they want the quality, not the quantity. That's why he said in his latest lecture, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life. He said, 2/3 of my people, my followers, are going to run away, to leave me. 1/3 are going to stay. And out of that 1/3, 50 will be sincere. So who is left? Then Tahir? No one. These 50 are very little. Means 50 sincere in the meaning of awliya, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Be sincere and Allah will teach you, means that the level of wilayah. Means 50 of Mawlana Sheikh's murid are going to reach the level of sainthood. That's why number 50 came to me in seclusion, when I was doing seclusion. And I mentioned that before, what Mawlana said to me about the 50. I will not repeat it here. It has to go through the series in order to where the 50 being mentioned. So he said 50 will be left, or 50 will be sincere. Means the 1/3 will be okay. Means the quality that they are carrying, that humbleness in them. Not that peacockness characteristics, but humble characteristics. They will be carrying and dressing, and he presenting them to the Divine Presence. First to Prophet and then to Divine Presence. That's what is we are looking forward from our guide. May Allah give him long life. So whoever enter in his heart al-ghurur wal-ujb, arrogance is ujub. Ghurur means pride. Enter in his heart, he will be far away from realities, from al-haqa'iq wal-ma'arif. Realities, oceans of realities and ocean of knowledge. And he will be carrying the peacockness characteristic of Satan. Because Satan entered in his heart, entered in his personality, that characters of arrogance and pride. Before it was not there. He was saying, I'm going to make sajda other than to Allah. I cannot. Quickly, at that moment, he flipped. And that arrogance and pride entered. So what happened? فَطُرِدْ يُطْرَدْ مِنْ حَضْرَةِ الْحَقِّ. He will be thrown out, expelled from Allah's Divine Presence. So what happened is that when that pride and arrogance enter, the self will give, the ego will give itself a nice picture of that beautiful rainbow of a peacock that will be dressed with it, and it will become feeling that, oh, I'm peaceful now. Because he thinks that he reached the highest level, and all these medallions being decorated with, he doesn't know that this medallion and this decoration are coming from Iblis, from these bad characteristics. So now he is sure that he is in the good hands, which make him to forget about his Lord, the beauty, the ocean of beautiness of his Lord, and make him only to see that peacock colors. That is only his focus will become. He forget everything about the beauty of this whole manifestation of Allah's ocean of beauty, and only look at that very narrow angle of Iblis and follow Iblis. And then he will be accepting whatever whisper will come to his heart from Shaitan. And that's why Shaitan will catch one more, and catch one more, and keep catching. So if you were able to run away from the whisper of Shaitan in your heart by humiliating yourself, because humiliating the self is very difficult. Sometimes you say something to someone, it jumps in your face immediately with an answer. Is that? You cannot take it. It's if he little bit think, he might not answer. But who answer within him? There are two pots in the heart, and both of them are boiling. And both of them, they're the lids. You, when you boil a pot, what happened to the lid? It moves, it shakes. Yeah?
Rattles.
It rattles. One pot, good, one pot, evil. So, the good one always is peaceful, mutma'in, in peace. So doesn't stay, it's stable. The other one, Amara, forceful. So when you hear something that you don't like, that forceful self will jump quickly to answer. Doesn't let the peaceful one to take it, digest it, and then give an answer. No. Like today, when they ask you a question in the school, you think, you check, you see where it is written, take a quotation, analyze it, and give your answer. You don't do that. When this is what we have to do, but when it is the opposite. If you don't think and make calculation, you might give the wrong answer. So what if the teacher would say? Zero, failed. You are a failure. Because you gave a wrong answer. If you tell you multiply 10 by 10, you have to think 10 by 10 is how much? 100. If you don't say 100, you say 90, what happens? zeros. Even if you say 99.9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Because you didn't give the right answer. Like today in Middle East countries, when they vote for president, is 99.9999999 to 1,000,000,000. Still, it is not 100. Still, a failure mark. Either you give 100, you will be correct. You give round number, even what you call an epsilon of difference, fraction, failure. Not accepted. So you think. Don't answer quickly. There are some people which Awliya Allah knows that bad characteristic in us. So we jump on quickly, without thinking. Fight back. And give an answer out of satanic force that it is in that pot which is boiling, quickly boiling. The other one is, you know, when you are cooking meat, you put on a low fire. What will happen? The meat? It what? Tender. Become tender. Then you can eat it. It's nice. If you put it on very hot fire, what will happen? It's not going to get tender. It is plastic. You chew on it, you throw it. These answers quickly are satanic answers which are you have to chew on it. They are the worst. You cannot eat them. They come out of your heart attacking the others. But if you make it like a low fire, makes everything tender, means you can accommodate the problem and then give the answer. Iblis was trying to accommodate his problem at the beginning. Say, Ya Rabbi, how I can make sajda to someone other than you? But because that fiery, peacockness characteristic, satanic one, was inside him, it was blowing his lid and quickly jumping to the other conclusion, say, I'm better than him. Finish. Since he said better, that is the borderline. You are thrown out. But he didn't throw him out, he kept him in. And we will continue next time on that issue.